Last week, I said that I would publish an episode about the three perceptions that will transform your life remarkably. And while that content is amazing, I'll share it with you soon. Today, I would like to share with you how I found my voice. I feel that this is important because it is you, the listener, that keeps the show going, and I want to nurture this relationship. It's been about 2 months now since I relaunched Dear Lovely Universe for a second season, and I want to just get back to the roots of me and you here. So, first of all, I truly appreciate your support. We just passed 1,000 followers on Instagram, and to be honest, I really didn't expect that. Even within the first day, it surpassed any expectation I had. Just a side note, I began the Dear Lovely Universe podcast Instagram less than 2 months ago when I decided to separate it from my personal account. So, again, thank you so much. Since this podcast is showcasing resilience stories of all sorts, I feel that it may be fitting to share my journey to finding my voice. I'm going to talk about some of the challenges I had and things you might not know yet. When I was younger, from my perception, I didn't feel as though I had a voice. It felt as though no one really cared about anything I said or would take me seriously. When I was in middle school and high school, I was bullied for various things, including my acne and the way that I dressed. Being bullied, I think that I tried to not let it affect me, but it did. Eventually, it did wear me down. I think that after being put down so many times, it just muted me more. Moving from school to school after sophomore year until graduation also didn't help me with feeling secure in myself. I believe that it would be challenging for anyone to be confident in their voice if they're not feeling secure of themselves. You might have also heard of the time when I was 17 and a half years old and had my spiritual awakening. At that time, I was in so much emotional pain that I surrendered to God. And it was really from that point in my life that everything transformed. And I say it transformed and not changed because they are completely different. To be transformed is to be altered entirely, like a caterpillar into a butterfly. This was the beginning of everything. As time went on after my spiritual awakening, and I began to notice that I was really doing better, I wanted to share my stories and experiences and hope that it could help people with their own journeys. I first started blogging and posting podcast episodes once every 2 weeks, but I really didn't focus very much on podcasting at all. In fact, my episodes weren't even being hosted, so they were only available on my website and not any other streaming platform. Probably about 8 months passed, and I was still publishing blogs every week and putting minimal effort into podcast episodes. Eventually, I just couldn't ignore the analytics. People were responding a lot more to my podcast episodes than my blogs. I was still nervous to record my voice and really put myself out there in that way. Buying the audio equipment and learning how to use it was the easy part. Pressing the record button was a lot harder. You know, I still get nervous every time I press record, but now it's just gotten a lot easier. Anyway, I decided to stop blogging and transition into podcasting entirely. It just felt right. In the earlier episodes, I would go through and edit every second of it from start to finish. I would take out all of the weird noises, the long pauses, the breathing sounds, etc., and try to make it as perfect as possible. I did this for a long time. It wasn't until my episode with Zachary Lee on his journey to entrepreneurship that I finally had enough. I tried to hold on to my idea of perfection for so long, and so I literally couldn't do it anymore. What happened was that I had already spent a good 2 hours at least editing the audio and forgot to save it. At that point, I was like, there's no way that I'm going to re-edit this. So with breaths, long pauses, and all, I posted it anyway. From that point on, I've never edited an episode from beginning to finish again, and I don't ever see myself doing that again. It just takes way too much time and is so unnecessary. The main reason why I'm sharing that about editing my episodes with you is because I want you to know that it's okay to have errors. You don't have to be perfect. The pursuit of perfection can hold you back a lot. Another thing that you might not know is that for a while I had a personal assistant helping me with various tasks relating to the podcast. She would mainly help me make graphics, but one thing that definitely helped me a lot is that she would set up collaborations. A couple of the people that she set me up with are Kelly Kristen and Nadia Kalil. Truthfully, sometimes when people would reach back out to us interested in coming on the show, I would feel nervous and not good enough for them to be my guest. Sometimes they would have thousands of followers, and I wondered why they would want to collaborate with me. The conversations always turned out amazing, but that did happen. My personal assistant set up collaborations that I would have not otherwise had the courage to reach out to, and I thank her for that. I think that it really helped me have the courage to believe in myself more, because she believed in me in ways that maybe I didn't see in myself yet. Along this journey of finding my voice, my biggest challenge was feeling that I'm not worthy or good enough. There is always the possibility that people won't like our content. We have to remember that this is a good thing. We aren't meant for everyone. We're meant to mean a lot to a few. It seems like a lot of people are going after the masses and want a big following. My intention is to really touch the heart of a few and find my tribe. Mainstream equals boring. As time goes on, I've been learning that by being true to myself and imperfections, it only opens the doorway for the right people to come in even more. Basically, I didn't feel as though I had a voice. So I gave myself a voice. And with every episode that is published, my confidence grows more and more. Now, not only do I have a voice for myself, but I am also giving others a voice as well and a platform to share their messages. I do believe that my platform also gives a voice to those who don't use theirs yet, and I hope that this inspires you to do so. I'm well aware that I'm not the best podcaster there is, but I hope that by hearing my story, you'll see that everyone starts somewhere and can make progress. Starting the show completely altered the trajectory of my life and influenced me to become a life coach. The journey only continues to evolve as well as my messages. Having this podcast is beneficial for both you and I, and I hope that you know that. As a coach, I would like to remind you to please remember to focus on uplifting your energy level. By raising your energy, many of the challenges that you face will begin to melt away. Next week's episode is about embracing life when it's hard, rather than running from the pain, with Molly Patrick from Clean Food Dirty Girl. You can follow me on Instagram at Dear Love the Universe, email me at hello@kaylinvu.com, and apply for coaching at kaylinvu.com/contact. Sending you lots of love, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. P.S. If you're listening to this and thinking about starting a new adventure of your own, I highly encourage you to do so. Your voice matters. Let this be your permission slip to dive into your power. All good things take time. Everyone's going to suck at first. You will suck at first. But I can promise you that the journey will be worth it. You're so much more powerful than you might ever even know if you just don't give yourself the chance. Please give yourself the chance. Unlock your fullest potential. Grow into the person who you were meant to be, and opportunities will unfold for you like nothing else. I love you, and thank you so much for tuning in.